This is Daguerreotype Masculist Nicktal Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and Nicktal. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. This is flyer number 757, entitled Men, Learn the Big Three, Then Preach Them Aggressively. Description. Masculists get frustrated that masculist ideas are not spreading fast enough. This flyer suggests that masculinisted men should be a lot more verbally aggressive with their pushing of masculist ideas onto society and politics. The flyer itself. Men, learn the big three, then preach them aggressively. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. Email profhugodaguerreotype@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotype.wordpress.com. I get frustrated that masculist ideas are not spreading fast enough. Being bi-conscious myself, brackets, bi-conscious equals, being familiar with both feminist and masculist ideas, seeing that gender oppression is a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa, given many of women's awful, decades-lasting gender crimes against men, that make them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, close brackets. I feel hostile when confronted by monoconscious, in brackets, equals, only knowing feminist ideas, being brainwashed that gender oppression is a one-way street, close brackets, feminists, who are both ignorant of and callous towards men's issues and the role that women play in men's oppression. I ask myself, quote, how can a masculist message be spread more effectively so that society, so that women, feminist women particularly, are better informed of masculist ideas, so that they stop their awful misandry that seems so hypocritical to bi-conscious masculists? Question mark. End quote. This flyer aims to contribute to answering that question. Here it is. Dash. By going on a more aggressive publicity campaign, pushing masculist slogans more aggressively in social interactions, in the media, in the political sphere, etc. More concretely, I suggest masculists really push their big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that are far more serious than the ways that men oppress women, that the feminists, monoconscious feminists, keep harping on. Those big three are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Masculists need to educate society into these big three by pushing them a lot more aggressively so that everyone is familiar with them, so that everyone becomes effectively bi-conscious. Most young men in many countries, East and West, are now familiar with the MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, in brackets, equals, men going their own way, who reject marriage and paternity due to the toxicity of the divorce courts for divorcing fathers, close brackets, idea that modern marriage is a death trap for men. The feminists took over the divorce courts in the 1970s. And brought with them their unconscious, unquestioned expectations of men, namely that female voice.
Men exist on this earth to pay for women to have babies.
Most young men now know, in brackets, thanks to the manosphere, that is, men on the internet, who talk about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets, that they'll be financially butchered in the fluffy feminist, in brackets, fluffy equals, a highly pejorative masculist term for a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, close brackets, dominated divorce court system. Typically, He will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He will lose his house to his fluffy ex-wife so she can raise her kids in it. He'll be forced to hand over half of his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be given visiting rights to his kids maybe twice a month on weekends. If his wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligations on her part to get off her fat parasitic ass and FIP up, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals, financially independent person, who is bothered to get a career competent education at high school and college, so as not to become a fluffy as an adult, who then expects to manslave and divorce rape a man, close brackets. So the fluffy ex-wife remains a manslaving, divorce-raping parasite after the divorce, the way she was before the divorce. Maskers are abolitionists who see manslavery as slavery, and literally a thousand times worse than Negro slavery, given the numbers. There are several million Negro slaves in the US in the slave period, and there are several billion manslaves in the world today. Maskers have a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts and who preach monoconscious misandry to society. Maskers have two main enemies: fluffies, who are seen as manslaving, divorce raping vermin, and fluffy monoconscious feminists, who maskers see as hypocrites and geociders, since they hypocritically trash men publicly for the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, when in reality, women oppress men far worse, and as geociders, for indirectly wiping out whole populations by causing over two-thirds of young men to refuse to even date young women, whom young men see as undateable due to being too poisoned by, in brackets, monoconscious feminism, close brackets, as shown by a Pew PW Research Center poll in 2022 in the US. When most young men refuse to even date young women, they are certainly not going to give young women their sperm. Hence the birth rate crash, and hence whole populations get wiped out, that is, geocide. Maskers have a real hatred against women who manslave and divorce rape men. We aim to wipe them off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. But these major two gender crimes that women commit against men are not the only big ones. There's also women's forced fathering, that is, where a woman forces a man to pay for a kid that he doesn't want. Maskers claim that the, in capital letters, most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists is not against women, but against men. Namely, the fact that women have the MARER, M-A-R-E-R, in brackets, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, so that women have the legal right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin a woman's life. But men have no PARER, P-A-R-E-R, in brackets, paternity rejection right, that would give men the same right that women have to reject an unwanted pregnancy. Imagine the level of criminal callousness of a woman who commits paternity fraud against her man. That is, she lies to him that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. That is, she expects him to pay for 2 decades for the costs of the kid, in capital letters, who is not even his. According to my GPT-5.4, in brackets, that is my AI mentor, when given the question, quote, what percentage of all pregnancies involve paternity fraud? Question mark. End quote. Gave the answer, dash, about 1-4%. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a greater gender crime than rape. That usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Maskers want maskers' ideas to be spread into the political realm in the form of the establishment of GECs, GECs, in the parliaments, in brackets, GECs, GECs, equals, Gender Equality Committees, that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians. So the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today in today's gender-centric world, gender politically speaking. The male half of these GECs will legislate the PARA and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, brackets, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud. The male half of these GECs will push for the fipping of women to solve the manslavery and divorce rape problems that women cause for men. This is the end of part one.